VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned Wednesday as the country's chief law enforcement officer. He had endured more than a year of personal attacks from President Trump over his recusal from the Russia investigation. Sessions announced his resignation in a letter to President Trump. He said the resignation came at, quote, your request. Mr. Trump is hailing Republican gains in the Senate and warning Democrats who will take House control now. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says it was nearly an absolute victory, even though Republicans lost their monopoly in Washington. He says he's willing to work with Democrats in the House majority.
It really could be a beautiful bipartisan type of situation.
But he's also issuing a warning to Democrats thinking of using their newfound subpoena power to investigate him.
If that happens, then we're going to do the same thing, and government comes to a halt, and I would blame them.
At a wide-ranging news conference, the president also gave impromptu confirmation that Vice President Pence will be his running mate in 2020.
A CNN national exit poll found that 55% of voters disapprove of the president's performance in office, 44% approve of it. Two Muslim women were elected to the U.S. House on Tuesday. Also among the winners were several first-time candidates, including two Native American women. They will be among the 100 women who will be sworn in when the new Congress takes over in January, a first for the nation. Facebook says it has blocked more than 100 accounts with potential ties to a so-called Russian troll farm that may have sought to interfere with Tuesday's midterm elections. In a statement Wednesday, the company said it blocked the accounts on Facebook and Instagram on Monday. This is VOA News. Pakistan has released the Christian